Now Jesus shows us his love in the Eucharist. And that's what I want to spend a whole week on. I've given many lectures over the years. He allows himself to be ignored, desecrated, received by brazen sinners, and brought down on the altar, even by priests who may be steeped in sin. And this, remember, this was, I would say, the principal message of the Sacred Heart. Always remember replacing the Eucharist of the Sacred Heart to Margaret Mary, urging her to make reparation for, then we go through the list, for being ignored, desecrated, and in so many ways being not just ignored, but positively hated. Sisters, one of the questions was, I remember, communion of the hand, remember? Which I understand you sisters are not to do, and don't do it. As the bishop insists, you take him in the hand, you smile and thanks, Your Excellency, and open your mouth. If he doesn't give you communion, then find a priest somewhere who will give you communion on the tongue. Because, and there are other many good reasons, but one reason for not receiving communion in the hand is, and I know this, sisters, this is part of satanic worship. They take the consecrated host, and then they have what they call black masses. And sisters, I could give you a whole course in demonology, which I'm teaching, I think I told you, in Detroit this semester. Some years ago, an organization of Satanists contacted a television station in Chicago. They said they would like to have a debate on television, 12 midnight to 2 in the morning, with a Catholic priest. The television station asked me if I would want to debate. I thought for a moment, I said, sure. I want to find out if they are genuine Satanists, not a fakes. So I asked the station manager, what's the address of these Satanists? He said, I didn't get the address. I have only their phone number. So I called up the Satanist, my telephone. It was a voice answer, very pleasant, smiling voice. Please leave your message. I am Father Hardin. I am the priest who is supposed to debate with you people on Chicago television. Please call me back. And I gave them my telephone number. I got a telephone call back. This is the Ordo Satanae, the Order of Satan. What do you want to know? So I told my Satanist speaker, on whether you are real Satanists or fakes. Send me some literature on who you are. Sisters, I have correspondence with Satanists. It's all on bright red letterhead. The paper's in red. And the head of the Satanist Association was an apostate priest. And he sent me literature. But, and I was convinced they were genuine. And I was busy teaching. And I wanted to prepare a 2-hour debate with Satanists. You better be ready. So I asked for about an extra week of time. The station manager called me up and said, "Father, please, let's keep the schedule." I said, "Sorry, I haven't had a chance to really study this Satanism carefully enough to engage in a 2-hour debate." He called me back, "Father, they are threatening me because I have all this literature in my files. They kill people whom they dislike. I'm still alive." Now, the station manager was afraid for his life. But I held firm, and I don't know if they got anybody else to debate with them, but I declined till I knew more about what this organization is. And sisters, this organization believes, hear it, in every single error condemned by Pope John Paul II in his encyclical, The Splendor of Truth. Everything. Now, all sisters I can talk about evil spirits for weeks. The writings of St. Peter Julian Amos are a treasury of teachings on how we ought to imitate Jesus Christ now on earth in his loving humility and, of course, his selfless love in the sacrament of the altar. How valuable is conversation with our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Pope Paul VI assures us, I quote, "There is nothing more consoling on earth, nothing more advocacious for advancing along the road to holiness," unquote. Sisters, all I can do is repeat. You learn more, I mean every word, you learn more in 1 minute before the Blessed Sacrament than you will learn in 10 hours and even in prayer and not be in the presence of our Lord. This is a living God in human form. And remember, Jesus called himself the teacher. He called me teacher, and so I am.